Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Normally in our theater segment, we talk about, you know, the big shows, which, by the way, just a quick note about a big show. During this past week, I saw the latest production that's at the Goodman Theater right now. Called War Paint, that stars Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole, and it's it's a world premiere musical. It'll be here till like mid-August, I think August 21st to be exact. But you want to see a couple of theater superstars, see a masterclass in theatrical performance, go and check this show out. It's the story of cosmetics superstars, Helena Rubinstein and Elizabeth Arden, and their bitter, bitter rivalry. It's a very, very entertaining show.
That would be an interesting concept.
It's a very interesting concept. You know what I like when I go see a musical? I like to be humming a song in the show, you know, like a song to stay with me. And I didn't get that with this. The songs are very entertaining. I'm just not sure that there's, you know, like that kind of level of song in this. But the performances, the production values, as they always do at the Goodman, through the roof. So highly recommending that you go and check that out. But, you know, in our theater segment, we cover shows like that. But whenever we can, we also like to feature especially young people involved in theater. And there is something very special going on with the West Chicago High School Theater Program. Their director, Mark Begovich, is here this morning with a group of students who will be headed to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe in August, which is a very, very big deal. Mark, welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thanks for having us.
So explain what the Edinburgh Festival Fringe is and why this is such a cool thing for your students.
Well, the Fringe Festival has been going on since 1947, and it's the world's largest performing arts festival. And for over 20 years, there's been a component called the American High School Theater Festival, which is a big producer of fringe shows. And we have been selected to represent our community, Illinois, over there and perform at part of this festival, where there are over 500,000 performances that happen. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Just that there's that many performances going on, for one thing, but to be singled out, like, you know, and to be invited to perform at this is quite a feather in West Chicago High School Theater's program's hat.
It's a huge honor, and we are so gracious for this opportunity.
So what was your reaction when you got the word that you guys are going?
Well, we first got
fun-filled week of eating haggis.
Yeah.
Yum.
Kilts will be purchased, all those
excellent
things.
I expect nothing less. Right.
But it was really exciting. The cool thing was we were nominated, and we had to have our program evaluated. But the students actually put together the actual packet of information to get
just that sort we of submitted. Like an entry,
yes,
to see if they're...
And that was it. They had total ownership in it, and they've been owning this entire process for the whole year. It's been expensive, lots and lots of fundraising over the past little bit over a year, and it's now coming up in a week, so we're heading over in a week. So
that's
really cool.
Super exciting. Let me just go around the room here, and let's meet everybody who's here from the program who will be performing for us this morning. Let's start over here, and guys, just jump in and tell us your names.
Nathan Bradley.
Ken Correa.
Dylan Davidson.
Robert Bradley.
Jesus Gonzalez.
Ricky Geezer.
All right, and back on the keyboard, just shout your name out.
Danny Weber.
Danny Weber. All right. We have Danny's keyboard microphone, but not one for Danny back there, but...
Danny wrote all the music for the piece we're doing originally. Yeah, that's what I'm saying in ownership. So the music that you hear is Danny's original music.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
So, Ricky, just talk to me about, what this is like for you guys. I mean, this is kind of a trip of a lifetime, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It definitely will be the trip of a lifetime. And we're all just so excited for it. We've been working so hard. Like Mr. Begovich said, we've been working for over a year with fundraising and all that, it's just going to be amazing, you know?
Yeah, and Robert, also, talk to me a little bit about what this means to you guys.
It means a whole lot. You know, when I first heard about it and, like, first found out about it, I was like, holy cow, what is this whole thing about? I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then our director showed us this, the handout and the brochure, and it's really, really thick. And there's all these shows, and I'm like, holy cow, I never knew that it was that huge. And it's really an honor to be going.
I'm sure that you guys are all pretty excited about performing with this, but I have to think, you know, if I know my creative animals, you're probably just as excited to see what other people are doing, right? Is that what you're getting out of this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to see as many shows as we can.
Yeah. So tell me about the program a little bit, Ricky, and what you guys do here in the Chicago area.
Well, our drama program is, well, we do 8-9 shows a year. We have 3 main stage and a whole bunch in between, smaller shows, benefits, and everything in between.
Yeah. What's been your favorite one that you've done this year so far?
I don't think I can pick a favorite, you
oh,
know?
Oh, come on, you can pick one.
Probably the shows that we took to competitions. Those were my favorites.
Okay, all right. Which were what?
We did a piece called Breakthrough and All My Sons this year.
Okay. How about for you? What's the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to at this?
I would say performing. I know that there are so many different venues there, but I think being able to connect with an audience, especially kids, is what I'm looking forward to. So I hope that there'll be a lot there. So
yeah, this is kind of like the Olympics for you guys, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it until just now.
Yeah.
But you're all meeting in one place and meeting with theater athletes. Mm-hmm. From all over the world, and sharing your art with one another.
That's exactly it. There are shows from, pretty much every continent and many, many countries there, and they will. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for you. It's such a great thing. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have the gentleman perform for us as well. It's West Chicago High School's theater program getting ready to go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which will be August 5th through 29th. Imagine that. You know, just think about this. Like, when you're in high school, to be able to do something like this is something you'll remember all your life. Right now, our Week in Theater segment, though, with the West Chicago Community High School Drama Program. They are headed to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And it's trip of a lifetime to perform there. Their director, Mark Begovich, is here with us, and we're going to get a performance in just a couple of minutes. Talk to me about your theater program a little bit, Mark, and what it is that you guys do, and what is it like 365 days a year?
It really is a full year program that we have. It is a huge program, and we do about 9 shows a year, bigger ones, smaller ones, and it's largely student run. We have a student leadership team that is involved in decision making from the beginning to the end. And so that's the cool thing about our West Chicago theater program. And we just keep going from show to show and have a blast doing it.
I'm always concerned that young people are not getting involved in theater, mm-hmm. you know, not being exposed to it. It's expensive to, to go to see a war paint, to see, Book of Mormon. Do you bring high school students to see Book of Mormon?
Special permission slip.
Permission slip. But, it's whatever the show is, it's expensive to take your kids to see a theater, and I'm always worried about that now. Plus, as an electronic age that we live in right now, it's just so much easier to walk around with your Pokemon Go than... Do we have some Pokemon Go people? Oh, we have a lot of Pokemon Go. I'm sorry, you're all going to have to leave the room.
Yeah.
Beg your pardon.
I have now a Pokemon Go free zone in rehearsal.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. But I'm just concerned. I have nothing against Pokemon Go. I'm just saying, with so much other stimulation... distractions. I'm concerned that young people aren't getting involved, being stimulated by live theater.
It's hard. It's really, really hard when we try to do a field trip and everything, because it's not just the ticket costs, it's also the transportation costs.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the day, trying to line it up with a school calendar. It's getting harder and harder as the years go on with that, and it's expensive. Broadway in Chicago is actually pretty good with student discounts for some of their shows. Not all their shows, but a lot of their shows have really good student discounts, and we try to take advantage. We try to also bring them in for other storefront theater shows when we can. The one great thing about the Chicago theater community is everybody is so open. A lot of the actors, performers, artistic directors will be willing to sit and talk with students. Some of them invite them and do free workshops with our kids.
Oh, that's great.
Last year we were able to bring them down to the Actor Studio for a free workshop, just because a couple of them, we had a conversation, I know them, and they were like, bring your kids. And it was awesome, and it's great. And that's the great thing, as you know, about Chicago theaters, everybody is so open and giving. And that ensemble-based work in Chicago is what I try to model with my students.
Yeah.
And we talk a lot about that.
Yeah.
And that's why our show is ensemble-based.
You guys pretty excited that Hamilton is coming to Chicago?
Yeah.
No, yeah, a little bit.
They're very excited. Yeah. So.
Your parents have nothing but money to buy tickets for you for that, by the way. They're more than happy to shell out the cash for that. So what are we going to see right now, Mark?
You're going to see
forget we're on radio.
You're going to hear a piece from our show that we're going to do in Edinburgh, and it's called Alan's Awkward Choose Your Own Adventures. It's a live-action Choose Your Own Adventure book where the audience will get to pick what options that you get.
Ooh.
And it's about a kid who's not fitting in, but it's a family-friendly show, so we won't hear the end, but it's going to have a happy ending where the kid realizes everybody is fine just who they are. But this is the first little piece is the setup leading into the Choose Your Own Adventure. And it was just after Ellen was, just had a bad experience in dodgeball.
Okay, so that's something we can all relate to.
So.
The original interactive show, Alan's Awkward Choose Your Own Adventures. Take it away, guys.
Hi, Alan. Are you okay?
Fine.
What's wrong?
Everything. I just seem to be so...
awkward?
Yeah. I can't seem to do anything right in school. I'm not musical. None of the guys want to hang out with me. And I can't even play dodgeball.
That's okay. You just need to relax.
That's easy for you to say. You're golden.
May I tell you a secret?
Sure.
I wasn't always this way. Once, I was just like you.
I don't know anyone like me.
Alan, I'm sure a lot of guys are like you. Well, I suspect about 10% of the population is like you.
I doubt it. If you were like me, how did you change?
Books. Well, I read books that would transport me and teach me everything I needed.
How so?
Look, when you read, you can go anywhere. You can be anyone you want. And you can learn. That's the true magic.
I don't understand.
Okay, look. This book is magical. It'll transform and transport you to another world. And with it, you can choose whatever adventure you want to be on and whoever you want to be. I want you to have it.
Really?
Yes, really.
Thank you.
Just be careful with that book. Choose wisely. You never know what might happen.
Alan was too excited. He didn't hear what the golden boy said because he was running home. He sat on his bed and wondered.
What should I be? A hero who can battle mutants? Or like a pirate singing a shanty? Or hanging with everyone as the mage? Or being the fierce and agile one that can dodge anything that comes at him? Oh, what to do?
Alan couldn't decide, so he thought,
I know. I'll ask my magic cards. One will make me a superhero. Two, a pirate. Three, a wizard. And four is a spy.
Alan needed to pick a number. Which one should he pick?
I'm going to pick three. Pick two.
So that's our, actually in our second one, if they choose the pirate adventure, they go on this whole pirate.
Yeah.
And of course the pirates are fighting amongst themselves. And this is this second segment we a little bit that we have is a couple of the crew members kind of figuring out and arguing their plot and why they're trying to mutiny.
You see, the captain had a part to the map that he didn't tell anyone about. Meanwhile...
Why are you two so unhappy?
We're sailing blind and have no idea what to expect.
I'm just in it for the loot, not to protect others. Seriously, a lookout for me and only me.
Hey!
Fine, I'll look out for you two.
But why?
All our lives, we had no one except each other.
It was like the Christmas special.
We had to be independent together.
People thought we were...
dumb and...
reckless and...
that we were just going to end up...
in jail.
It's kinda hard to always be seen as the one that isn't good.
So we thought it would be easier to just... go rogue and, you know, be a pirate.
I don't see why you can't choose to be good.
Listen, everyone thinks that we can't be anything.
But we will show them that we will be more. We're going to go along on this mission and...
take the treasure for ourselves!
What?
Now that we told you our plan...
you've got two options.
One, you join us.
Or two, he kills you.
Which will it be?
That's an easy one. I choose to stay alive.
Good answer. Now here's what we need you to do.
They told him the rest of their plan, and it all hinged on.
Hello.
I think we're going to have to go to Scotland to hear the end of this. We'll all meet you at the airport for this. Get the idea of how the audience gets a little more engaged with all of this.
They had to learn five family-friendly adventures, so there are five options that they have.
That's really great. The West Chicago High School Theater program will be at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival August 5th through 29th. Guys, have a great time. Thank you. That's really great. Mark, congratulations.
Thanks. And if you want to find out about our season or anything else that we have or any way that you can help them overseas, wegotheater.com has all the information and a way that you can help them overseas.
Okay. WEGO theater.com.
Yes.
All right. And thanks, guys.